You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Ask Drone You, where you're going to learn some stuff you need to know and some stuff you don't. Which is why we're here, and my name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. Hopefully the stuff you don't is at least entertaining. This is episode number 509. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you guys are all just killing it out there.
Definitely. Definitely hope you are killing it. And if you're a part of our Freedom Journal group, which is something I haven't talked a lot about, but we have 80 people now in that group. It's a webinar that we do every 2 weeks where we're actually coaching people through the Freedom Journal so that we can all hit our goal in 100 days, something I have not seen at any other drone school. Rob's business course is getting started.
We finally have an outline. Anyways, yes, that's exciting. We're going to get that done.
It's going to be good stuff. I like this, reading your outline below cash flow statement. Mm-hmm. How will you fund your business?
This is the first draft, and you're just like throwing it out there.
How much money do you need to get started?
Yeah.
No, I think it's a very good question.
You got to know that. Well, you don't have to. You can go for it without knowing that, but you're going to get screwed.
Well, I did.
Yes.
Didn't get screwed, but I did, and I don't think it's a good idea. But I was going to say.
But you kind of skirted through by the hair of your chinny chin chin.
Oh, yeah, and you know that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I got to say something really quick, though.
Please.
If I were to go back.
Yes.
I would have saved 18 months of living cheaply before I started my business.
You know, that's a good point. And
so that'd be like 50, 60,000.
I don't disagree with that. My concern with that concept is that that is going to cause most people to just say, forget it, I'm not going to go for it.
Agreed.
It's an interesting dynamic that you're talking about there, because the kind of person who is willing and able, I'm generalizing, forgive me, run with it or roll with it.
You're so mean.
That is that is able to do that is probably less likely to be the type of person that's got that entrepreneurial bent in the first place. Mm-hmm. So bringing those two together is it's a fine line. And so we got to help people with that through this process.
I love it when you make my point for me, Rob.
Oh, good. Me too.
No. You bring up a good point, and the reason I kind of brought this up was to kind of segue into our question of the day today, which brings up something we mentioned before, which is, you know, in this drone business, you really got to find your niche and focus in and hone in on that. And today's question talks about, like, well, what if I don't know what my niche is yet? What if I don't, you know? And just like with your business and saving money, there are kind of two different strategies to go about this, you know,
sure.
Going along and trying to find your niche. And then deciding and being decisive enough to go pick one. Because I've seen so many people, and I've got one person in mind right now who's actually helping Drone You out a lot right now, but who has gone from business to business to business. You know who I'm talking about?
I don't.
Business to business to business, was friends with someone, then split up with that business to go to another drone business where he ended up splitting up from that drone business too.
Gotcha.
Remember,
okay.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I think it's just so important because people get lost in the search and adventure of finding their niche, because it can seem fun, but you get lost in the weeds rather fast. I did myself. And when I finally started asking myself, where do I want to make my money? How hard do I want to work for my money? Is when I started changing things. So
yeah, it is a challenging, and I guess starting a business, running a business, it's a series of finding the balance.
Oh yeah.
Right. And I think this is just another example of that, because you could go just all in on a particular niche and it doesn't work out. It's kind of like having a business that is established based on one or two really big customers. It's kind of the same concept. You lose one or both of those, your business essentially ends. Whereas if you try to diversify, have multiple smaller customers, and of course, if you can have multiple big ones, all the better, but there's obviously much more stability in that. And one could make that argument with the kind of business that you go after. So anyways, it's a good question. Maybe we should go ahead and play it.
I just want to say special thanks to our sponsors today, who I have been notified to talk about.
We are thankful for our sponsors.
I'm talking about Living the Drone Life here at thedroneyoubook.com. Droneyoubook.com. Why? Because if you want a really succinct way of knowing how to start a drone business, that's the formula. So go get it. Go get it there.
That's right.
But also special thanks to our friends at videoblocks.com/drone. Because they're giving you 7 days of free access into their subscription-based website where it has copyright-free music, copyright-free video. So if you're making your own videos, commercials, real estate videos, whatever, you need some segue, you need some transitions, you need some copyright-free music, whatever you need, you can get it there at videoblocks.com/drone. So make sure to check it out.
Yeah, definitely check them out.
Hey guys, my name is Josh. I love the podcast and appreciate the advice and tips from you guys. Soon I plan to purchase the Phantom 4 Pro and start my own business. I live in a very rural area where the nearest aerial photography business is over 2 hours away, which leads me to my question. I know that Paul's motto is find your niche, but I'm afraid that if I focus or find a single niche, I will limit potential profits for my business. So can I still be successful if I do a variety of projects, such as weddings, tourism, advertising, real estate, and inspections? Keep in mind, I will be the only aerial photographer in the local area. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right. He makes a point. I'm the only guy in the local area. Yes, you are. But how hard do you want to make this on yourself?
Okay.
And I'm serious because seriously, like, you want to service everyone? Do you really want to make everybody happy? Is that really going to make you feel fulfilled? Or is it going to be when you find the right type of client that you want to work with, the right type of business, the business that you can actually own the system, you can figure out the system, you can optimize the system, and then scale it so you can actually grow the business to then sell the business? I mean, isn't that the goal? Isn't that the game? Or because some people, I think of this as a career, and they're not quite sure how much money they can make. Mm-hmm. They're not quite sure how far they can take it. They're just going to give it a try.
Right.
And I did that myself. And I'm telling you, it's a good idea for a little while to figure out, do these little different things, figure out what you like to do, meet with people. But after a while, when your wife asks you to take you out on a date multiple times and you're like, I just spent the money on a new drone. I'm sorry, honey. You don't have to worry about that. You can focus on the clients that work for you. You can focus on the clients that provide the right amount of margin with the right amount of maintenance.
Right.
It's that simple. So I get what he's saying. He's the only guy within 200 miles. So go ahead, do the jobs. But you have to know when to say no.
Well, and I think you alluded to maybe the most important point, and I just made a point to add it to the outline that's not in there yet, but and that is systems and workflow and getting that established as early in your life as possible and as early in your business life, because the better the systems that you have with some flexibility built into them, the more able you are to go do different kinds of work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, really critical. He did say, which is good news, that he's going to buy the P4 Pro. So that's going to give him more flexibility just
right
based
there
on his equipment.
Yep.
So
yep. It's actually surprising how well the Phantom 4 Pro works in wind too, over even the Phantom 4. I know that sounds weird, but
does
it's
true. Does it have big motors? Or it doesn't, right? Isn't it
no,
the same?
No, I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
The technical reason, but I am on a hunt to find out.
Cool.
That's what I do.
Yes, it is.
So
hunt.
I'm a hunter.
So what tips would you give Josh for going down that road of multiple kinds of work versus one?
I would say set a time limit. So it's a time bound goal.
Okay.
I would say
time limit on what? What do you mean?
On how time limit on how he's not going to be niche-y. We're going to call it niche-y.
Niche-y.
I just coined it.
Okay. Niche-y.
So if he's not going to find his niche,
mm-hmm.
and
or niche, is it niche or niche?
Is it tomato or is it tomato?
Either way, if he's not going to find
here's how much I care.
Please don't tell me how much you care. I don't think anybody wants to hear that.
You know what? It's funny though, because some people are like, Paul, your grammar and your posts sometimes, it just really makes me question. And I'm like, if you judge me on my grammar, I'm going to purposely write worse.
I'm a millennial. Don't judge me for my grammar. It does speak nothing of intelligence.
And when someone says, I'm judging you, I'm like, really?
Okay. I'm sorry, boy, did I get us off track with that little comment. Holy cow.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, it took that a little rough. Anyways, niche. We're going to go with niche, folks. Niche. Well, I'm not quite sure I'm understanding.
My point is that if he's searching for what he likes to do, take a year to do it and then make a decision. Sorry, I just touched your straw.
Okay. All right. So, but you're telling him to go ahead and kind of strike out with a niche. Now I'm combining them. See what I've done? With a niche. And then after that time-bound limit goal that you've given yourself, goal, if you don't achieve it, then branch out. But not until that you've given yourself a chance.
No, I'm saying spend a year, figure out what drone jobs you like to do. This is not how I would do it after going down this path. And I went down that path.
Okay.
It took me 2 years to sit there and figure out, do I really want to work super hard for $500 in restricted airspace or go to the rural areas and do the jobs for people who really need this data and really need this to expand their life? Okay. I think he's in the best place he could be. I think if you're in a rural area with a drone, you're sitting pretty, as they say. I think it's...
All kinds of opportunity out there.
Absolutely. But... I just want to scream about this because it's so important, people, for you to think about how much money you truly want to make, because you really are your own biggest enemy. And if you tell yourself the story of, I'm a real guy, I'm going to try these different jobs and figure out what I want, and we all tell ourselves that, and you don't focus on what's the lowest maintenance and the highest margin, in time, you are going to say to yourself, man, this is really stressful. I really don't like to do this. I wish I did a different type of drone job. Why wait until that point and expand your business down the line and further lose out on money and further lose out on fun experiences when you can just ask yourself the simple question right now, what is low maintenance, high profit, and I enjoy doing it, and just go do that thing. Why is that so hard?
Well, it is and it isn't, actually, but I don't want to get it. So what you're saying is that learn from us. I mean, that's part of our whole purpose.
It's so hard as humans to do that, though. Innately, it is difficult to learn from others' experiences, but if you tell yourself that and you know that and you say, look, I really don't want to make their mistakes, so I'm just going to listen to that, that's fine. If you want to go out there and explore the different things and enjoy the adventure and you've got money saved away, you're just kind of floating on, do it. But if you're a serious entrepreneur and you really do want to scale your business and sell it one day and say, hey, I lived the drone life and then I sold the thing for $10 million and now I do whatever I want. You know, like, you have to think to yourself, why am I doing this? What is the goal and how am I going to get there?
Yeah. No, you're right. Everybody has to go through that thinking process. And the answer to that question is going to be different for everybody. Some people might not want to sell it. They might want to create a life for themselves that lasts 20, 30 years. So the point is you've got to go through that process.
And the point is, ask yourself the question, because not enough people do.
Exactly. That's fair. So I think that answered your question, Josh. If not, let us know.
If not, and you're feeling some more fiery inspiration, just go ahead and go to AskDroneU.com because I will spray it out all day long.
Yes. He's had some caffeine.
Pew!
So we're having a lot of fun here today.
Like eight cups of caffeine
getting
later.
Getting fired up in here.
I believe you said that wrong. It's get fired up. Get fired up.
Anyways, thank you, Josh. We do appreciate the question, guys. If you have one, AskDroneU.com. Get them in. We want to hear them.
Get them in and get fired up. That's going to do it for us today, boys. Woo!
He's Paul. I'm Rob.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.